Take it off, take it in, take off all the thoughts of what we've been. Take a look, hesitate, take a picture you could never recreate. Got a song, make a note.
And welcome, welcome to the Sarcastic News Show. My name is
Matthew McConaughey.
What? You're on my sound effect. Wait, don't you? You're supposed to have it, remember?
You are a funny son of a gun. Of course I have it.
My name is... Come on now, Hussein. This is not a good start here.
No, it is a wonderful
start.
Come on,
Rocket.
What's your name?
Bill Brasky. And I...
slept with all of our wives.
That's right.
And he punched us all in the face.
Bill Brasky.
Oh, man. You know the show's going to go well. We are live. We're coming at you live, folks. My name's not Bill Brasky. It's Justin Cross. We're coming at you live from the Skid Row Studios in the heart, the artery, the main artery of LA's Dice, Ice, and Mice epicenter. All right. And tonight on the show, we've got comedian and journalist David Rosenfeld in the house with us. So.
What's up, Justin? It is great to be here.
How are you doing? You feeling good?
I'm feeling great. You know, I've been around the world reporting for Sarcastic News.
It's true.
Where haven't I been lately? I have been all over. It is so good to be here in downtown LA at Skid Row Studios. Thank you very much for having me.
It's an honor. It's an honor that you're here. And not just, I mean, here in Skid Row, at the Skid Row Studios, but it's just an honor that you're alive. Because you've been reporting from everywhere, throughout the world. If you don't know, David Rosenfeld, he's one of our main contributors on Sarcastic News. And he's part of the crack squad.
I've put in a lot of miles for this organization. And it's about time I get my dues.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to happen in the form of money, but we'll see what...
We can give you hugs and laughs.
That's right. We got all that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're on the right track.
Also joining us tonight, we've got, as usual, Ezzy the Rocket Hussein.
How's it going?
They call her the Rocket if you don't know, because she enjoys a good Sauvignon Blanc in the mid-afternoon.
Zero sense, as always.
It does not make any sense, but she does. That's why they call her the Rocket. And then in the back, as our board op back there, Mindy. How are you doing, Mindy?
What's up? I'm great.
We got a hell of a show, Mindy. You ready for this?
I'm excited.
All right, Mindy. I feel like you didn't do much pot tonight. Like you didn't smoke any pot. Like you're like on it. You're like laser focused.
It's been about 2 hours since my last weed smoking.
Okay. Okay, so it's wearing off a little bit.
I need to be up here.
All right. Well, we've got uppers and downers in my backpack. So whatever you need, okay? It's going to be good. Tonight, though, we are going to begin with the most popular political rom-com of the summer.
We're hearing for the first time from the young woman at the center of the Anthony Weiner sexting scandal.
I was just shocked.
That's right. The Anthony Weiner sex scandal. But the box office, here's what people know. The box office had some fierce competition for Wienergate. If you haven't heard, it barely edged out this docudrama.
This.
The Egyptian army started a large-scale anti-terrorist operation in the Sinai Peninsula bordering.
Wow. Do that one more time. I don't know if I caught that.
That's right.
The Egyptian army started a large-scale anti-terrorist operation in the Sinai Peninsula bordering.
That's right. Large-scale anti-terrorist operation. I just want to know, how do you make that sound dull? Like, even an Egyptian watching with, like, violence all around him sitting there going, like, sounds boring, you know? Change the goddamn channel. I want some dick pics.
Hey, if there's no Weiner, why would we tune in? There's just no sense.
That's true. It's like, actually, here's the thing. Anthony Weiner and Egyptian conflict stories, they're very similar. In fact, they're two sides of the same coin. That's if, of course, one side of the coin liked to suppress its people, and the other side enjoyed dick pics. So they're just literally like one coin. And I was thinking about this. So both stories come down to a citizen's right to question his or her leaders.
We want to know, where are our rights? We want this blood redeemed. What are we going to do? When is this going to end?
Young and old, we face persecution. We're suffering. We want to know, what's our fate? Questions they...
Pretty serious questions there.
Very serious questions. Do you have the other...
Yeah, we also have very serious questions coming out of Wienergate.
Okay.
Such as...
Did he actually send you pictures of his naked penis?
He sure did.
He did. Is it large?
Actually, yeah, it is. I mean, he's well endowed. I think I was...
There's some even more pressing hardcore...
Okay.
Gal. Yeah.
Did she call out? Like,
you
is he like...
hear it all. Yes, he was always like, oh, yeah, thank you, baby.
When you saw the name Carlos Danger, were you just sickened by that?
I actually thought it was so funny. I like, even now, I can't even handle it. It's the dumbest thing ever.
I wonder which one that I want to listen to more.
Exactly.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie. I enjoy the Anthony Weiner. I didn't know he was well endowed.
How can you not? Whenever it's a well endowed guy sending dick pics versus that monotone reporter.
There's got to be a solution here, though. I mean, I think if we get a dick pic of Muhammad Morsi, then we've solved it all. You know, then we'll just capture everyone's attention. We'll all be satisfied. It'll be entertaining, and we'll be, you know, politically, you know, informed at the same time. There you go.
Well, and here's the thing: we're not to our Ring of Fire segment right now, but I mean, you put it out there, Dave.
I'm jumping the gun.
No. You put it out there. I'm going to ask you right now: is Muhammad Morsi hung like an ox?
That's a good question. It bears noting that Semitic people are very well endowed, so I think that carries over.
Okay, that makes sense. What do you think, Hussein?
I'm going to have to go with no experience on the subject with no. I don't think he's well endowed. If he were, he would have more balls in how he's taking care of the whole Egyptian.
What do you mean
thing.
No experience? Your last name's Hussein.
I have never been with a Middle Eastern man. I'm technically white, if you go by my track record.
Okay. All right. Well,
a little FYI for our listeners.
Are you Persian or where are you from?
Take a gander. What do you think?
You're Iraqi?
Keep going.
It's Unki Sodom.
I don't know what that means. Okay.
We've got Carry a Palestinian on. And a Jew in the house. We are going to solve We're going to solve it all tonight.
See, but don't we look like brother and sister? Like, we could be related.
You're right next to each other. You guys are right next to each other.
I can feel the hatred, though.
I can tell. Well, good. I need that to spice the show up. That's what we want. But I do want to bring it back to the Wiener scandal, right? Sydney Leathers, the young lady Anthony destroyed his political career for, again, has come forward. In fact, she was doing the talk show circuit here in L.A., talking about how violated she felt about her role in the scandal being exposed. And then, get this, a day later, she was seen leaving the mega porn building Vivid. At least she doesn't have to change her name at all for porn.
That's true.
Sydney Leathers, she's folks. Set. Her parents called this one right out of the gate.
Did you hear Wiener's
thing somehow, right?
Yeah, once my identity got leaked, I just felt like, you know what? What the f***?
You had
cares?
A meeting with the guy from Vivid Video.
I did.
Are you considering a porno?
I am keeping all my options open.
Would you be opposed to having sex on camera?
You know, we'll see what happens.
Right. Do you have any regrets?
So she's keeping her options for porn open. Apparently that's not all she's keeping open, folks. Seriously, why do all these girls, that's what I want to know, why do all these girls go from scandals to where I'm like, oh, I never wanted this to happen. Like, I'm the victim, to like now they're fornicating on camera
without
a problem.
That's the whole point, though. That's the whole point. I mean, she probably did this all in thinking that this was what it was going to lead up to, you know? I mean, maybe she sought him out and this was all part of her plan. I mean, it was her husband.
Whoa, here's something. What is that?
It's just my subtle commentary.
I was going to say, that's the sound of money.
That's what I think.
But did she really know who he was? I mean,
yes, absolutely. Do you know how she reached out to him? Initially, this is actually true. Yeah. She sent him a letter or an email probably that said, I'm so disappointed in your behavior when the first scandal broke out.
Right. And he was like, oh, wow. Hey, baby.
How effing do you go? I want to look text message by text message to see
what exactly do you think was so dirty about it? What was so wrong?
Do you think this majestic was cock is dirty? Is this what really
is
offended
that
you?
The line?
And she's like, maybe. What do you think about this? Did you see how she looks different in person there versus the text pictures that she was sending, though?
I didn't see that.
That is very much false advertising.
Well, the text pictures were just her ass. So
nonetheless, even her ass does not hold up in court, is what I'm saying.
What site is this, anyway? Where is this going on?
It's called Everywhere.
Well, I knew it came out on thedirty.com, right?
That's where it originally came out.
No, I mean, what site were they doing this on?
Ooh.
So was it called Formspring or something like that?
No, I thought it was just text message.
Oh, whatever. Well, but you know what was funny is today he came out and they asked him, you know, are you still texting anyone now? And he said, well, we can quibble about what you mean by still, when it began, whether it's still going. I don't know. Maybe.
That's my favorite.
I like how he's so honest, too. He's like, how many women were there? I don't know. There were dozens. There's not dozens. Maybe handfuls.
He just evokes this honest vibe, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here's the thing, though. This guy's, I got to bring it back here, okay? In a surprise twist, the supposed biggest advocate of family, the Republicans, have been giving Huma, Anthony Weiner's wife, Huma, yeah, way more backlash than the future porn star, current fame monger, Sydney Leathers. Here it is.
Watch.
Why is Weiner so unattracted to Huma Abedin?
Oh, why?
What? Perhaps it's because she is connected with Islamists who want to kill us? Perhaps it's because her family members are part and parcel of the Muslim Brotherhood? I mean, I completely agree with Andy McCarthy that she poses one of the greatest national security threats.
No. Above Al-Qaeda. It is Huma Weiner.
I agree.
The greatest threat to national security.
I mean, Rosenfeld, your thoughts.
Well, I mean, it doesn't take a genius to know. I mean, Uma's a great-looking woman. She's probably very nice. But I know she has a big backside. I mean, you know, not all men are into that. Probably Wiener's not. Yeah. I don't think it takes a brain scientist, you know, a brain scientist.
A
brain surgeon, whatever. Sorry.
I can feel the tension right now.
It's a combination.
I'm making a sexist remark, please lay into me. I deserve it. But, you know, I'm in Wiener's head, okay? I'm in the head of Wiener at the moment.
Just put the head in.
Right, just the head.
Well, apparently you could fit a lot into the ass of Huma right there, so.
But, you know, I think I have a theory why Anthony Weiner is staying in this race.
Why is that?
He's waiting for that one flattering cock shot to come out. That one last one. He knows it's out there. He liked the last one. It wasn't too bad. He thought, yeah, I got some girth. But there's one that's really going to demonstrate length.
I want to know this. If you're we can talk here. As a guy, does it make it all worth it? Because in that whole Howard Stern interview, she trashes him, right? She completely trashes him. But what did she say? She says he's well endowed, right?
Think about it.
It's a wash for him, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You imagine that? It's all worth it for the world to see my dick. And it's all worth
it. He's packing heat, baby.
No, but you don't know that for
sure,
though. She never met him.
He's packing heat.
She never met him in person. You guys have your little tricks of doing it at different angles.
Sure as hell do.
So we don't know that. Let's just leave a little pin in that one.
I want to ask. I want to get Mindy to weigh in real quick. Mindy, what do you think? We're about to go to break here, but I want to know from you real quick. What do you think about the whole Anthony? Which do you think Anthony Weiner is a person who you, if you were, I don't know, hammered at say a bar mitzvah, would you bang Anthony Weiner? Question.
Oh no.
She's. You're like,
what about that guy's attractive? Like, who cares what is...
He's packing heat,
What
though.
About well endowment? Does that not count?
No, and actually, I'm a chubby chaser, so...
Oh.
And I dig guys with a sexy voice, sense of humor, a little bit of big ass, and probably musical talent.
All right, so you're looking at me.
I don't see him having a nice butt or any talent.
He's really skinny, so you really are not interested.
Yeah, I don't like muscles.
What about a muscular guy who plays music and is funny?
Maybe.
Okay.
What are we getting at?
I got a thing for big butts. I can't lie.
And she can't lie.
Yeah.
I heard Weiner plays the xylophone with his cock.
That's impressive enough, maybe.
Well, I was going to ask you then, if you like big butts, Huma Weiner could be right up your alley.
She earned that big butt with the baby, though.
Well,
I don't know.
All right. Well,
I think Uma's a fine lady, and she's being awfully too kind to this guy, really. I mean, he needs to be kicked on the curb, for God's sake.
Definitely. By far, that was our most intelligent discussion we've ever had on the Sarcastic News Show, because we were like, you know what? We're going to contrast the Egypt story. And we're like, you know what? No, we're going to talk about Anthony Weiner and his cock tonight. And I think we covered it pretty good. We got a great show coming up, though. More to come. We've got a fun little game that I put together, actually. If you can't tell, we're a little short tonight.
Who put that together?
I put the game together. Bill Brasky. There we go. Now you're ready. We've got that coming up here for you. Also, as you know, Jake the Snake Cranny could not make it with us tonight, but he will be back for one of the top 17 Sarcastic News shows. And he will be back. Also, Matt Sugar Mills will be joining us again next week. So we look forward to those guys. If you guys want to contribute to the show, you want to weigh in, you want to play the game, call us 800-893-9562. You can also join us on Twitter at Sarcastic News 1. And you guys are listening to the Sarcastic News Show. We're live in the Rat Cage tonight in the heart of LA's Loose Pitbull District, and we will be right back. Is that it? Oh, yeah, that's right. We didn't do, wow. Okay,
you know what? Wait, people.
Wait, do you have
money?
Hey.
Oh, nice.
Sing it.
Baby, I got your money.
Sing it, girl.
I said, hey.
Just sing it right now.
Baby, I got your money.
And 31 is hey. Me. I think y'all should give him his money.
Baby, I got your money. You thought I knew that?
And we're live. We're back on the Sarcastic News Show. You know what? We will come back. We will, like you said, we're down a couple people tonight.
Let's take a shot like we always do to be in top form.
This is our most prepared show we've ever had, Rosie.
But I mean, is this a 420 friendly studio, by the way?
Yes, it is.
I think a girl got fisted over there a week ago. So
that gives you any context.
It's so fucking hot in here. Jesus Christ.
Can you imagine how hot it is when there are 40 people in here?
Lots of hot things have happened in that studio. on the fisting.
Oh, yeah. The show after ours is one for the record.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Intellectual kink. Yeah. I am.
BDSM.
Yeah. Well,
just a little BDSM.
A little bondage, actually.
A little bondage.
Do we have a caller at all? I just want to make sure, because I know we had a couple callers last week. I don't know if they got through or not, so I just want to make sure. We are about to start a game. I called this game A or B. A or B, and basically the point is I'm going to ask you guys a question, and you're going to tell me if you want to be A or if you'd rather be B, okay? I just want to make sure, Minnie, we do not have we don't have anybody calling in right now. Not say Josh from Austin.
You sound so lonely.
There's no one on the line right now.
Wait, can you check again?
I'm checking.
I swear somebody's going to call.
Was the phone busy maybe when we checked?
Jim in Santa Fe Springs.
Abdul Hakim, maybe?
Yeah, Abdul Hakim or Hakim Nix. I don't know. Hakim. All right, so guys, we are going to play a game called A or B. The way it works, like I said, you're either going to choose A or B. It's pretty simple here. If you want to join in, we'd love to get your opinion. There's no winning and losing on it. I just want to get your guys' opinion. First question of the night, and I think we can maybe take this as our Sarcastic News snap gut reaction survey of the night. So if you want to call in, weigh in on this one. I like this one. I'm going to throw this out. I'm going to give it to Mr. Rosenfeld, our guest of the night here, Sarcastic News contributor and independent journalist. I want to know from you, Dave, with all the turmoil going on in the Middle East, from the crisis in Egypt to Israel and Palestine, would you rather be Secretary of State John Kerry or Anthony Weiner's new campaign manager?
Oh, wow. Well, there's nothing.
Which role would you rather be?
And that's easy. There's nothing in the world that'd make me want to represent Anthony Weiner. But I also would not. What was the other? Am I on?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're on.
Something happened. You can hear me?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I can
my headphones went out. Anyway, I would.
Best show ever.
I definitely would not want to be Anthony Weiner's campaign manager, and I certainly wouldn't want to be, is it John Kerry? Actually, John Kerry?
John Kerry.
Because, I mean, as John Kerry, you're walking around and everyone's asking you, hey, John, why the long face? And that gets annoying.
Right.
So, but I think I could withstand that. I'll go with John Kerry.
John Kerry. You'd rather be John Kerry. Okay. And I think we actually have a caller calling in, right? Is that? We do have Josh in Austin.
Josh in Austin. I was expecting the break to be a little bit longer. I apologize.
I did too.
Simmer down.
I did too.
Simmer down, Charlie.
You know, we're playing a couple men down, okay? We can't make excuses, though, Josh. This is professional internet radio, okay?
Naturally.
I don't need your back talk, all right? Josh in Austin joining us. He's a big fan of the show, as well as his wife-to-be, Allison.
Is this a proposal night?
First time caller, long time listener.
Thank you. Well, Josh, before we turn it to the Rocket, I want to get her opinion in a second on this, but I want to know, with all the turmoil in the Middle East, you're playing the game's called A or B, by the way. Would you rather be With all the turmoil in the Middle East, would you rather be Secretary of John State trying to John Kerry trying to solve the crisis over there, or would you rather be Anthony Weiner's new campaign manager?
Oh man, that's a tough one.
Who has a better chance of success? Which one has a better chance of success, A or B?
Well, being Weiner's right-hand man is a bad title to have. I'm going to go with Kerry.
You're going to go with John Kerry. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Kerry.
Okay. And let me ask you this, though, Rosenfeld. Back to you. Who has a better chance of success, John Kerry or Anthony Weiner's new campaign manager?
Well, I mean, John Kerry's taken on the Middle East, so that's pretty foolish.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's David versus Goliath. A little bit,
Does Weiner have a new campaign manager? I mean, who stepped up to that in their right mind?
Huma Weiner, actually. That's why she's playing her cards right.
Imagine being. How much money would it take for you to be Anthony Weiner's campaign manager?
Nowadays,
I would.
I honestly, as long as you paid me, say, I don't know, 15% more than I currently get paid.
I could tell you exactly, I'd leave the show right now and go be his campaign manager.
You guys have an affiliate in New York, right? You have a Skid Row Studios in New York, right?
We tried.
Oh, really?
If Jeremy came back here.
Oh, yeah, you can't legally grow pot in New York, right?
No.
You guys like grow it in the studio, right? That's why the lamp's there. It's like a green
yeah,
light.
When you guys disappear, all the pot plants come out.
Hydroponics, everything.
That's awesome. As either Rocket Hussein, Secretary of State John Kerry or Anthony Weiner's new campaign manager, who would you rather be?
I'd much rather be Anthony Weiner's campaign manager. He's not in that bad of a position.
Yeah.
Like, you really think that getting the New York average citizen to say that he's cool with a guy who's a sex addict and likes to send his dick to 23-year-olds, that's not that far-fetched. The Middle East, however, as a representative of many generations of refugees, mm-hmm. I think that's way harder to make any dent in. So it's not a funny answer, but it's a damn real one.
Well, here's my question, though. This past week, Cumulus Media decided to end their contract with conservative talk show hosts and expert blowhards, Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. If you were at the head of the new media channel who's going to be taking one or both of these shows on, which host would you rather work with? And I'm going to turn it to, I'm going to give this one to Josh in Austin. Would you rather work with Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity, A or B?
Well, coming from that position, I'm going to go with Limbaugh just because I feel like he has more clout in his realm. He's got a bigger fan base. So it's
going
to be easier to take the helm of that one.
Okay. And Ms. Rocket Hussein.
Repeat the question.
I'll repeat the question. If you were at the head of a new media channel that's going to be taking on one of the shows, Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity, mm-hmm. which talk show host would you rather work with? A, Rush Limbaugh, or B, Sean Hannity?
I don't really know that much about Sean Hannity.
He's younger. He's got a full head of hair.
Okay, but he's just as controversial and Republican?
Yeah. I wouldn't call him Republican. I'd call him crazy.
Okay,
but
I would say Rush Limbaugh just because he has pills at his disposal and I could probably get some of those.
Okay.
So,
Rush. That makes sense. Mr. Rosenfeld.
I don't know. I'd go with Rush just so it'd give me an opportunity to bend him over and stick a firecracker up his fucking ass and light it and...
The only thing about that is that I would not ever want to see Rush Limbaugh bent over.
Just for the sake of doing it, just to show him a lesson, you know, just to let him take it anally. I think that'd be satisfying.
You sure it's just for the lesson's sake? Or?
Yeah, I mean, why not? You got to do everything once.
I like that. Once? You mean 12 times last week? I'm going to turn to Mindy. Mindy, I don't know if you knew that you're going to be as much a part of the show as you are tonight. He's like, yeah, if you guys want to call me, I'm like, good. Because we're going to every minute. No, you're in radio, and I don't know your political leanings, and I don't care. But my question to you is, who would you rather work with? Rush Limbaugh, A, or B, Sean Hannity? And if you don't know who Sean Hannity is, say Sean Hannity. No, I don't know.
I kind of know who he is. I know who Rush Limbaugh is, and I know I really dislike that man.
Okay. So you'd rather go with Sean Hannity.
But isn't he one of those crazy guys as well?
That's
so
why it's an A or B.
It's a very foolish question, actually, Justin.
I liked his answer about the anal raping rush.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Are you pro-anal rape or...
I wouldn't want any of my body parts to be involved with raping rush, but if I had, like, a broom, I would happily, like...
I think somebody's preparing for
it. She's thought this through. She's got the logistics down.
I think we've discovered a first date.
As long as they don't touch it.
I think somebody's preparing for intellectual kink in a few minutes.
I know. How do you go from our show, by the way, to that show?
Well, tonight our show isn't far from intellectual kink, I feel
that's
like.
Not true. Yeah. Cerebral kink. Is
I don't know.
There.
Let's make the transition.
Let's go all the way.
Josh, are you fisting Allison and Homer? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That sweet girl.
What?
Crossing the line.
I'm just saying.
So are you? No.
Wow.
Hey,
I think that question really just boils down to do you want the box with shit in it, which would be Rush Limbaugh, or the mystery box, which is Sean Hannity, who nobody knows about.
Yeah, but Rush's shit has got a lot of OxyContin in it.
Not a bad thing.
You know what I mean? There's some residual there.
That's true. There's
like an 80% pass-through.
That's what Ezzy was saying.
Some valuable shit.
Oh, guys, this game could go on forever. I mean, really, it could. But I want to know, A or B, finally, which unpopular and controversial U.S. citizen right now would you rather, or who has been or currently is wanted by law, which one would you rather be? A, Edward Snowden, or B, George Zimmerman? I'm going to start with you, Mr. David Roseman.
Oh, wow. Well, I think Edward Snowden's a piece of shit, really, in all honesty. Okay. Just for the way he's, you know, hiding out in Russia. And the other thing, what's the question? Who would I rather be?
Right. Who would you rather be?
Oh, I don't know.
Snowden
but
or
I
Zimmerman?
I tell you something funny about George Zimmerman. You hear the story today about Zimmerman?
Yeah,
he got pulled over with a gun.
Right, right. Yeah,
and the cop let him go like he's a celebrity. Oh, yeah. You're George Zimmerman. Oh, I had no idea, sir. I wouldn't have pulled you over if I knew you were George Zimmerman. I'll be on your way.
My bad.
Yeah, so I guess I'd be George Zimmerman. There you go. I can do whatever the fuck I want now. You know, I'm a celebrity. Like, police give me escorts. Like, we have to protect you, sir. You're clearly not safe. You need a 24-hour police surveillance. And they seem perfectly willing. And they're doing it. They really are. They're totally doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. I mean, I have to ask you, Hussein, Snowden or Zimmerman?
Snowden. I mean,
you would rather be
Of course. Snowden. Number one, he's like not really hated. People are either indifferent.
Snowden? No, it's mixed.
This guy's
very mixed.
We'll see. Okay.
And I don't tend to hate people. I don't hate people that reveal secrets. That's not why I don't like him. I don't like the way he's gone to Russia.
You hate him for his lack of courage, right?
No, I don't like the way he's gone to the Russians. I don't even mind the way Assange has done it. He hasn't gone to the Russians. He hasn't gone to the Chinese.
Right.
Assange went to England. And he went to Ecuador.
But my point is that if you were to pick a handful of 20 people and ask them, what are your thoughts on Snowden? They would say, who?
Well, that's not
or,
him.
Or they would say, whatever, I don't really care. I always assume Big Brother was looking. And then you have the few who are informed and have one leaning or the other. But with Zimmerman, oh my God, he is the most polarizing person there is.
Here's what I would say. I hate Snowden, and the reason is because they won't take that damn picture off. It's the same
picture
over and over again.
Of him fat.
It's the same picture of him just staring. I mean, and I look like him, kind of, so it's a little annoying. I'm like, oh.
You look like George. What are you talking about?
Where did that picture
Snowden.
Come from, though?
Snowden.
Yeah. Where did
you
that picture
do look
come
like
from?
Snowden. You're right. You do.
I am Edward Snowden. I just said that.
You look like
right
everybody.
Now.
How is that possible?
He's a bit of
you
a chameleon.
Like Clay Aiken, Ellen.
Justin, when I called you earlier,
yeah.
Like, did you hear the surprise in my voice when I was like, hello? Like, because I hadn't called you in a while. Yeah, I thought it was a little girl.
Do you know that people...
That was actually the sound I made.
That's great. I bet you, though, if we prank called somebody right now, they would say...
They would say I'm a girl?
Yeah.
Really?
But I was like, Justin?
Only because only when you put on your customer service voice. That's when I think that you...
My customer service one.
Yeah. Is that bad? Are we done?
No, no, I'm not angry at all. Josh, let's get the fuck through this show. No, this is great. I want to get the fuck through the show. Which unpopular and controversial U.S. citizen would you rather... God, I fucked this. Who would you rather be, Edward Snowden or George Zimmerman?
I'm going to go Snowden just because I like to travel.
That's awesome.
He ain't going to be traveling, dude. He's going to be sitting in a room at the fucking embassy with the one, you know,
or a restroom.
Yeah.
What's Assange's life like right now? Do you guys think about that? I've been thinking about that. What the fuck's he doing?
Well,
is he that much of an introvert that he can just be totally satisfied?
He's the guy who now, whenever somebody, literally, he's weighing in. I'll see New York Times articles and it'll be like, Assange thinks this.
You're right.
He does op-eds for the New York Times
he's
now.
He's on his computer all day. He's essentially the one on World of Warcraft or whatever your video games are commenting on them.
But that's what he does though. He's they're Assange thinks this. He's the arbiter when it comes to people who leak information now.
And you can see Snowden please don't. Don't help me, dude.
You know, and then, Bradley Manning, his thing was in the news recently.
He got off on the most serious charge.
You know what? Lately they were talking about how the main thing that was bad about Bradley Manning wasn't that he revealed these war crimes. It was that he revealed all these diplomatic secrets.
Yeah.
And that's what's really going to get him in trouble. Mm. And I can imagine Assange convincing him, just go ahead, man. Just give me all of it, dude. I bet you Assange is the one that's really got this kid in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Assange weighed in. That's what Assange was weighing in that time.
That's not sarcastic. I don't know.
No, it's good. It's a good point, you know?
I had a sarcastic tone in my voice.
No, and you're packing a bowl right now. So I get it.
You can do no wrong.
You can do no wrong. Josh, I want to thank you for calling in and weighing on the big issues here. Actually, if you want to stay with us, if you don't mind, if you paid your cell phone bill, then stay on the line with us, okay? We've got more questions coming up on the Ring of Fire, but do you have a song? Are you ready? No.
Hey, I'm gonna do it every time you say Ring of Fire.
Okay,
I'm my own sugar.
Okay, good. All right, excellent. Well, hold off for a second. I won't say it. I promise. We're gonna actually go to a quick break here. We actually have music coming up, and then we will be back with the Ring of Fire. And you don't play it. Don't play it. All right, we'll be right back on the Sarcastic News Show. And we're back. We're back on the Sarcastic News Show. Wow, nice. I like that. There was like a, there's an outro with a clap right there.
Applause, yeah. That was some live music there.
That was some live music. Josh, you still with us?
I'm here.
Josh in Austin. Are you watching on live stream right now, Josh?
I'm not. I didn't want to affect the audio.
Okay, good. Well, you, when you get a chance, you should. We did a little celebration at halftime right there. So, I have a question for you, Josh. I want you to start it off here. Let me ask you this. You have a couple situations that happened recently with Anthony Weiner and then also the governor down in San Diego. What's his name?
Bob Filner.
Bob Filner. Love that guy. Love his picture, by the way. Filner was accused of, if you don't know, Filner was accused of what, like 12 or 8 different, like 8 or 12 different, like sexual harassment charges.
Yep.
Now it looks like as of today, it came out that the city of San Diego or the city council is going to be, is suing him actually on these charges, but he's going to a 2-week, like super serious, like
rehabilitation, retraining, so to speak.
Right. Who's in hotter water? Who's more likely to not have a job in government next year? Bob Filner or Anthony Weiner? You start us off, Josh.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're really just spanking away at Weiner tonight.
Yeah. All we wrote, Josh. Clearly, we did a thorough job.
He might drop out next week, and we'll have nothing to talk about.
Yeah, it's literally. So, Egypt happened.
I was waiting to hear about the Detroit bankruptcy.
Don't you go there with topics that will challenge my mind. I want penis jokes.
We talked about that for 3.2 seconds.
Yeah. Right now.
I was gonna say tonight's fake sponsor might as well have been Detroit. You know, I mean,
what do you think about Detroit, Josh? Is Detroit going to make a comeback? Who's in hotter water, Detroit or Anthony Weiner?
Detroit's having a going out of business sale this weekend.
What are they giving away? Like the Silver Dome? Like, what, like here's Ford.
Well, fun fact, they approved an investment for the Red Wings Stadium, I'm pretty sure, just recently, really? In spite of all this craziness. Detroit's bound to come back. It's headline news because all these other cities want to bail out. But it's I don't think it's in as dire straits as it's kind of as the media's making it.
You know, what if like everybody actually left Detroit and then it just became like an actual like just rubble. It's like. Oh, you guys said it was going to come back. Well, it is not.
Yeah, we were not shitting you. We said we're fucked up. Like, God.
Like in 20 years, it's like ruined.
And then they play Josh's clip from right now, and they like, I don't really think it's a big deal, you know? You know what I'm saying? And then one of those like balls of hay goes by.
I just picture, the only person like walking around amongst the rubble is Channing Tatum with no shirt on. And he's like, what happened here?
He would bring women.
Yeah,
he,
no, well, he will remake the town.
So it kind of looks like the garment district a couple blocks from here.
you mean the Cash for Gold epicenter? Yeah, love that place.
What's going to revive it is Will Smith's next sci-fi flick when there's an abandoned town that he has to go, save Earth or something. That's going to be...
I know, I feel like that's a lot of... That's like half of movies now. It's just like... A town gets burned down, and then like an alien, and then Tom Cruise, and like Will Smith, and
now
Jada
Smith, Will Smith's kid, Will Smith's kids, and everything now.
That's a good idea. Like aliens land in Detroit, and they bring it out of bankruptcy.
And it's not a movie; it's true.
They're just like foreigners, is what they meant.
We got off topic for a second though. Let's get back to Anthony Weiner. let's get back to
Bob Filner. Bob Filner.
Let's bring it over to Dave Rosenfeld. Dave, what do you think? Who's more likely to have a job next year?
Well, sadly, I think Bob Filner is going to stay in office. It appears. After he takes this 2-week bullshit course. It's a new program. It's a new program. It's called Don't Be an Asshole. Don't be a fucking asshole. Don't grope women. Don't, like, pressure them to have sex with you. Don't be a fucking dick.
You're come to work without underwear. Yeah. Come to work without underwear is what he told one of his employees.
How do you go on doing that, too? Yeah. Like, how do you just continue that behavior?
Or how do you tell yourself that, what, that was sexist? Because I thought it was going to be, like, he patted her extra hard and she has, like, she's too sensitive. You know, old man, that telling a chick not to wear underwear is sexist.
Oh, yeah. And every like, one of them was like, he put his arm around me and then he squeezed a little harder.
Yeah.
And then, like, whispered in my ear. Like, dude.
That's what I'm saying. He left no room for error. He told, like, one lady, he was like, oh, I could teach you a few things your husband doesn't know. No room for error. Like, you know exactly what he means.
Cool. Yeah. I'm going to play the other side of the coin here. I think that Filner is getting discriminated against because he is weird looking. You know, like he's weird looking. So it's like Wiener's like,
if he was hot.
So is Wiener, though. Wiener looks like a Wiener.
He looks like he's fucking Huma's brother, doesn't he?
They do kind of, yeah. I mean, he's got a Wiener nose.
Well, she's Muslim and he's Jew. You guys know. You guys look together.
Oh, my God.
Remember?
Oh, is that right?
He went there. We're all the same to him, is what he's saying, dude.
Hey, you know, I look like Snowden and I talk like a girl. So
I'm attracted to Middle Eastern girls, but I don't think they like Jews. And I've been told that even Persian Jewish women, they don't like American Jews.
Really?
Yeah.
So
you dated a Jew, though.
I was going to say, I've dated several.
Okay, well, what, did your family like that?
Oh, hell no. Hell to
there
the,
you go, that's what I'm talking
the,
about.
Hell to the hell
exponent. Well, that's
exponent.
What I mean, not that you, well. Yeah.
I feel like it's all Romeo and Juliet with you guys. Like, it's all like...
Oh, I know, it is true, because the thing is like, we're the new black. Like, you know, like, they want to date us, but we're not accepted. And so, yeah, they want us.
We're not the new black, we're the old black.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, they took our
Jews
place.
Jews were slaves before blacks were slaves.
I'm really happy that you're, like, taking offense to the fact that you were slave before somebody else. How dare you, madam?
Yeah, we are the original.
Don't you take that from us. Josh is still there. Josh just hung the phone up. I don't know.
He's like, he put it on the floor for like an hour.
Josh, I do want to know, what do you think? I mean, do you follow, are you following Egypt and what's happening over there at all? Or is it just white noise to you? White noise.
I haven't been following it as closely as some of the other stuff that's happening.
Nobody has.
Come on.
I mean, here's a key advantage to not having cable television. You don't get any news networks except for PBS and NBC Nightly News. So you know, I'm getting information on a lot of different other things that I find more fascinating.
So what's it like on Mars?
I was gonna say, where do you get your news
in your world? What's happening?
Do you just get your news from the ticker on the top of cabs? Like, how do you? Like, what's the, is it on, like, the trivia wall? Like when you're at the hair cuttery, you know, and you're the super cuts, you know, do you just get it from the little monitor that's there?
What does it feel like on your high horse up there?
Yeah. Come down to earth with us.
I mean, all I'm saying is I haven't been following the Egypt stuff very closely. And you know, Wiener and the San Diego guy, those were quips. They're done for.
All right.
And I mean, my opinion, as soon as Wiener either gets elected or doesn't get elected, no one's gonna know about him anymore anyway, except for his name was Wiener. I mean, you know, like, oh, he took big pics, like, done. You know, that's all there is to that one, in my opinion.
Well, I do want to bring up this because there are a lot of links to the cleanse.
Yep.
Okay, and a lot of people now are coming out against Huma. You know, they're saying that she's in the wrong for staying with him. Not just the first time, but obviously the second time she's staying with him. And they're saying, well, maybe it's tied to, you know, obviously she has a political career. She was Hillary's right-hand woman for a while. And so people are coming out against her. Now, do you think the lashback against her is unfair, Josh?
I don't think I'm really...
nobody is
that.
Here.
I'm sick of talking about Wiener, to be honest with you. I mean, if you want to talk about Wieners, we can talk about Wieners. But.
Well, all right, fine. Then what do you got for me? You got a couple wild stories? I know you got a couple
wild. Yeah, we got about 10 more minutes left here. Okay, I got a couple stories I want to talk about. One was a grandfather in Taiwan killed himself, and in his suicide note, he said that one of the reasons why he did it was because he couldn't relate to his grandkids. because they were spending so much time on their smartphones.
That's right.
That's what he put in his suicide note. They're spending so much time that he wasn't relating
to
them.
Wait, where was this, though?
In Taiwan.
Really?
So that means for all you kids out there that are using your smartphones, every time you're using it, you're killing your grandparents. You're killing them.
He was more like lazy. He's like, I don't want to learn it. I'll just kill myself. Yeah. He's like, he doesn't want to know about.
No, he was heartbroken because he said he loved them so much and he wanted to relate to them.
Then he could have texted it to them.
Yeah, like, why don't you learn the technology, Grandma?
How am I supposed to learn that? You love me when you don't message, text, Twitter, Facebook status. How am I supposed to know?
Get your shit together, Grandpa.
I know he was only 53 too. You'd think he would have had a better grasp on technology.
I agree.
It's true.
I agree. What else you got for us, Rosenfeld? You got one more story, right?
Moving on. We're done
moving
with that
on.
One.
Whoa,
moving
yeah.
right along. Fuck. All right.
He's got six pages of material.
All right. So another one was an American male with his son. I think he was about 47 years old. His son was in his early 20s. Was at a karaoke in Thailand, and they asked him to stop singing, and he was dominating the microphone like so many people do with these things, and we all know it's annoying. Well, they'd had enough. They started a fight. They took it outside, and he was stabbed to death.
Holy.
Stabbed to death. Yeah, it's a very tragic story.
The kid
but,
was?
I have to say, I relate. I mean, I don't like karaoke as much as the next guy, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's true. Karaoke sucks. Actually, I have a quick karaoke story. I was doing, I was at UCLA right after a stand-up gig, actually. And afterwards, they did karaoke. And the people who come out to karaoke, if you don't live in LA, the people who come out to karaoke are like professionals.
Yeah.
Like they
want to be discovered.
They're not. They do. They really do. And and so you had a couple people come up, and they were like really pretty good singers, right? And then right after that, I got up and I made them play Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run. And I did a fine rendition. There was a lot of like a runaway American dream. Like that was a lot of grumbling, a lot of passion, tons of sweat. They didn't like it so much.
Oh, you weren't discovered?
I was discovered in the back alley getting my ass beat by some guy with tight leather pants.
People in LA doing karaoke, like, they should go to Texas. In Texas, we have, like, you could have a 4-year-old who's, like, eating, and everybody will, like, clap for him being on stage.
Josh, is that true? You're in Texas now. Is like a 4-year-old go to some restaurant, you know, with barbecue and whatnot, and they just, people are clapping for him? Is that what happens?
Say yes.
Yeah. It's pretty. Texas, that's just how it is around here.
You don't fucking mess with it.
Exactly.
Barbecue, 24/7. Barbecue.
That's right.
The barbecue cereal. Barbecue on milk.
You guys totally don't think that made sense at all.
Well, I mean, I want to thank Josh Cross. Thank you. Josh from Austin. I didn't recognize he's my brother. Josh Cross in Austin. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, he's thanks actually, for having me.
Yeah, this is the first. What's
huge
that?
Huge honor for me. I always try to break through the line. They finally did, and you guys kept me on the whole show. It's exciting.
It's true. That's what happens. It takes a while to break through, but when you do, we keep you here the whole time.
No other callers. You're the only one.
No. There are tons of callers. They just couldn't get through.
Are you kidding me? There's so many callers.
You guys are selective, and that's exciting. You know, I feel honored.
Mindy, how do you feel about that?
Awesome.
There we go. Mindy, I like it. She's straight to the point. She doesn't mess around there. All right. Well, Josh, thanks so much. We are going to be right back with you here in just a minute. We're going to close up shop. Ask Dave Rosenfeld where he... I think he's got a big comedy competition down in Huntington Beach. Is that right? Or did it just happen?
No, that's right. Yeah, a couple weeks.
Okay. All right. So we're going to talk about that. Close up shop here. Right here on the Sarcastic News Show. Check us out, sarcastic-news.com. We got articles every day. Mr. Rosenfeld and Ezzy both contribute pretty much every day, every other day to the website. You can also check us out on Twitter.com, twitter.com/sarcasticnews1, and also on Facebook as well. But we will be right back here on the Sarcastic News Show.
There's a thin-set man with frog eyes who was standing at the door. And a little bald man with winged ears was waiting in the car. Well, Robin Moore passed the frog-eyed man as he walked into the bar. And Betty Coltrane, she jumped under her table. What's your pleasure? Asked the barman. He had a face like boiled meat. There's a girl called Betty Coltrane that I've come to see. But I ain't seen that girl around here for more than a week. And Betty Coltrane, she hid beneath the table. Well, then in came a sailor with mermaids tattooed on his arms, followed by the man with a wingnut ears who was waiting in the car. Well, Rabbit Maw sensed trouble, he'd seen it coming from afar. And Betty Coltrane, she gasped beneath the table.
We're back on the Sarcastic News Show, guys. Thank you so much for joining us tonight here, right here on the show, in the rat cage. We're in the rat cage. They call it the rat cage because it's a cage and there are lots of rats just running around loose. We've been joined tonight by comedian and journalist Dave Rosenfeld. Dave's playing a show. He's actually in a pretty big comedy competition. I think he's got some good odds to win the competition. It's down in Huntington Beach, right?
Very good odds. If I can get enough lame brain friends to come out and support me on August 13th in Huntington Beach, where I will not be getting wasted and turning over porta potties, ladies and gentlemen.
Why not though? What if you like finish runner up and you miss it? Because it's a big. It's like $1,000 pie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like if you get runner up, are you going to be pissed and you're going to be like, you know, screw it?
Yeah, actually, you know, you're right. That's a great way to take out a lot of frustration. You know, everyone likes to turn over a porta potty.
Yeah. You know what? I hate your town. I'm going to make it smell like feces. I'm going to do that. Now, can people catch? Wait, where can people see you if they want to go check out your website?
I'm at Mail Jew Comic. .com and mail Jew comic on Twitter. I'm at Pannone's Pizza almost every Tuesday night.
That's right.
That's where I know you from.
We perform.
Pannone's Pizza.
We perform also at the where the hell is that place called that we go to, Justin? The Warehouse?
The Warehouse is there. It's Marina Del Rey.
Men's Warehouse.
The Men's Warehouse in Marina Del Rey.
Which actually is a great place to see comedy. It doesn't get enough people there. I'd recommend not parking in the parking lot. The place was a ripoff. But anyway.
That is a great place to go see comedy. I think LG and Vicky run it. Good show.
All right, so we got to wrap up.
Get the hell out of here. Literally, when that thing goes zeros, we're out. They will lay into
or
us.
Or they will flip porta potties up
they
in
will.
The air.
They will.
Actually, you know, I think we got enough muscle. If we find a small one, we can probably tip it.
Yeah, each
after
of
the
us.
Show.
Every single one of yeah. Down here, it'll smell the same as it usually does, actually. No. It won't really affect the smell here in Skid Row.
All right, sounds like a plan.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us in the Sarcastic Show. We got an exciting show next week. It's our engineering segment, and we're going to have the whole squad back. Matt Sugar Mills, Jake the Snake Cranny, everyone will be in the house next week. Josh will be joining us for a brief moment to talk about some stuff, as well as who's our guest next week, Ezzy? What's his name?
Shaw Shelby.
Shaw Shelby.
He was actually named one of the most innovative and inspirational engineers of 2013 by National Geographic. Wow. He's coming on basically to explain why he got that honor.
That's awesome. Well, join us next week here, next Wednesday, 8 to 9. Have a good night. Tattooed lines beneath our skin. No surrender, my Bobby Jean.